This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is warning Coloradans to continue taking precautions as the state moves into a safer at home approach to containing the coronavirus. Polis says the new phase is possible thanks to the 5-week stay at home order.
We no longer have the alarming exponential threat that we had a month ago. We've bought time to build our healthcare capacity.
In that time, the state has hired medical professionals, welcomed volunteers, and obtained personal protective equipment, ventilators, and more beds for sick patients. Under the new safer at home phase, parts of Colorado will begin allowing elective surgeries, and retail businesses can offer curbside pickup. Colorado's congressional delegation is cautiously optimistic as parts of the state reopens. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Republican Representative Scott Tipton says the delegation got a preview from the governor about the state's soft open. He says a lot of his constituents are eager to get back to work. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter is appreciative of Polis's effort to balance public health with the economic challenges of COVID-19. But one situation that Democratic Senator Michael Bennett wants to avoid is a cycle of openings and closings caused by waves of the virus. He thinks the state needs a plan to help avoid that scenario. But in the end, his Republican colleague Cory Gardner says guidance from public health experts will be key in moving forward for Colorado. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
76 degrees in Denver, 81 in Grand Junction, 83 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.